Okay, let me bring in Dr. Franklin Lam and look at the legal aspects of the charges that are being brought, and now with this arrest, Dr. Lam, regarding the United States and its role. I mean, Mr. Qasem Jalali pointed out to even Mossad's involvements. But tell us, first of all, your reaction upon hearing the news, but in particular, the U.S. support. I mean, it's nothing new about U.S. supporting different elements of terroristic qualities to counter governments. If you can expand on that more for us, in the legal point of view, doesn't that put the United States in the hot seat in terms of being a sponsor of terrorism, and that something should be done in the legal aspect in the international arena?
Sure. Absolutely. If it's true, if Iran makes its case and the West tonight is skeptical of these claims, there's a call already by Ron Paul in Washington today and Congressman Allison for a congressional investigation. It looks like a smoking gun, but if there's demonstrative evidence and if the Iranian investigation is transparent in the sense that they present to the international community a compelling case, well, then the Americans are involved in an act of war. And certainly it belongs in the Security Council of the United Nations. There will be a call for a congressional investigation because, as you mentioned, this is a double standard, not new, but this kind of clear case is going to send some shockwaves, I think, through the American public. I think there will be consequences in the legal area for sanctions against Iran when you've got something more immediate here with hit squads coming out of Israel via Europe to Dubai, and now you've got operations, if the proof is there and if it's established, of a direct involvement in act of aggression against Iran. So I think it's very powerful information, allegation that's being made, and if it's supported by the clear evidence, then I think we may have a new ball game in certain respects. And I think the Obama administration is going to have to come clean about this. I don't think they can sweep it under the rug if the evidence is there. And they're going to have to explain to the American people and the international community what's going on. So it might have a significant consequences. Certainly, Iran will have a case against the United States in the international arena, the Security Council, the International Court of Justice, maybe beyond that, the International Criminal Court, if the evidence is solid. And that's so important at this point.
Okay. Mr. Qasem Jalali, Dr. Franklin Lam has just pointed to the fact that the evidence as presented does hold ground, but then comes the question of how this is going to be proven, taking a look at some of the details, such as the photo that was taken 24 hours prior to his arrest of Riggi, that is, in a U.S. base in Afghanistan, along with the Afghan passport, meeting with NATO's military chief. How is Iran going to pursue proving this? Because they are going to be asked, obviously, and what route will be taken by Iran in this regard?
Well, the evidence and proof that we have at disposal, they're absolutely solid. And on the other hand, both the place where the location where Riggi was and the destination he was heading to was absolutely clear. And the fact that many of the standards that Americans took him for training, they are all clear. We know all about it. And both about the Britons and the meeting that he had with NATO commanders inside Afghanistan, and also his presence inside Europe and his travels to certain European countries, they're all well documented. But the fact is that in the days to come, we'll have more evidence and provide more proof because Riggi is in our hands now. And naturally, individuals like him, because they believe in no principles and no values, they're only after material world and power and the promises, hollow promises the Western powers gave them, and that's why they committed those crimes. Most naturally, in the next few days, they will make confessions, and then things will be clarified further. But it looks like the issue is, things are so clear that they do not need so much proof. There is a 30-year-old young man who's been doing a terroristic operation since he was 24 in a region where he has no popular root. Then on whose finances could he actually carry out all these terrorist operations? And who were backing him? Who funded his operations? Who gave him his arms and intelligence? Well, this is clear as day, and world public opinion will also admit this and accept this like it is, and we don't really need lots of proof for this. He was supported by those in the West, and he, in Sistan Baluchistan province in Iran, he had really no roots. And he was not popular either, and he just killed the people, and that's why in Sistan Baluchistan in Iran, people are really celebrating for his arrest. And in such conditions, only support of the big powers and some countries that benefit from these terrorist operations, without their backing, would this person be able to continue his terrorist operations and last longer? Therefore, that's why we think this is quite evident. And today, the world is actually passing a test. It's an ordeal. In their campaign against terrorism, if they are really honest, then today the Islamic Republic of Iran must be supported. They must back Iran about this, and they must be happy that treacherous terrorists with all those heinous crimes have been arrested, and as you can, as you're showing the footage to people, well, these countries and those who are claimants of fighting terrorism, they should support us and also feel happy and give their backing. Well, I think in the days to come, everything will be clarified, and we will see how to what extent this these powers will favor Rigi's arrest. And we think this is another test for their honesty, and we're actually assessing their honesty like this with those who are claimants of campaign against terrorism.